February 9th. Amy Lowell, America's powerful poetess. On this day in 1874, the American poet Amy Lowell was born. By all accounts, she was a short and rather plump lady. Ezra Pound is said to have unkindly called her the hippoetess. A spinster, a feminist, and apparently a lesbian, Lowell belied her patrician background by producing poetry full of pent-up emotion and colourful imagery. T.S. Eliot called her the demon saleswoman of poetry. Here is a part of her poem, In Excelsis. See what you think. You, you, your shadow is sunlight on a plate of silver, your footsteps the seeding place of lilies, your hands moving a chime of bells across a windless air. The movement of your hands is the long golden running of light from a rising sun. It is the hopping of birds upon a garden path. As the perfume of jonquils, you come forth in the morning. Young horses are not more sudden than your thoughts. Your words are bees about a pear tree. Your fancies are the golden black striped wasps buzzing among red apples. I drink your lips. I eat the whiteness of your hands and feet. My mouth is open. As a new jar, I am empty and open. How has the rainbow fallen upon my heart? How have I snared the seas to lie in my fingers and caught the sky to be a cover for my head? How have you come to dwell with me, compassing me with the four circles of your mystic lightness, so that I say, glory, glory, and bow before you as to a shrine? Today I am grateful to live in a world where passion can be expressed.